With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com. Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime. Monday edition.
Monday edition. This is airing the day before my kids go back to school.
Ditto. Actually, some go tomorrow and then some go next week. So I still have a
I am so excited. It has been a swell summer. Mm-hmm. Sun's out, buns out. Super sweet. But I'll tell you what I'm sick of. Things like yesterday, my daughter microwaved a bottle of ketchup. They're just a little too bored. It's a little too messy. I don't know what would possess her to do something like that. I need some time away from them.
So, yeah. My daughter put a metal dish in the microwave and I caught it before she turned on the microwave. And I was like, girl.
Oh, that scares me so much because she's older and smarter than my kids.
She's old. Like, she's too old to be doing that. Like,
yeah.
Do you know better than that? Like, you are going to blow up the microwave. And it was that one at the rental house that we rented in Palm Springs. And I was like,
oh, God, even worse.
Yeah. We're gonna have to pay for that. So,
yeah.
Thankfully, she did not push go on that. But yeah. So it'll be nice for them to get back to school, get back into a routine. We can, like we were just talking about right before we pushed record, that we are going to get ourselves into a routine, like at the gym routine, which we have not been able to do this summer. So, and then Gretchen said, we say that every summer.
I want to say, I don't want to brag, but I want to say I didn't work out at the gym once this summer.
You didn't. I did, but not very many times.
I went to the pool maybe once, but
I think you
definitely
did.
definitely no more than once. Yeah.
Well, I'm getting my butt back to the early mornings. I am going to wake up and I'm going to get back to going before the kids wake up.
Okay, you heard it. Hold me to it. Let's see if she sticks to it.
Hold me to it. I really enjoyed doing it. It's just that I've been sleeping in. My kids have been sleeping in.
That's going to be a tough thing to change around here.
Fully turn it around. What you guys don't know is that Gretchen and I, by the time this airs, will have seen each other. In person.
So true. Live. Yeah, we're keeping a big secret.
Yeah. So
yeah,
our friends are having another girls' weekend or kind of girls' night. And I am flying in, leaving tomorrow. Actually, I'm going, I have a couple things that we have to do. So leaving tomorrow and then seeing Gretchen for another surprise. Should we tell him or should we see how it goes first?
Let's see. Let you tell him.
Okay.
Price is right, bitch.
Gretchen and I are going to get on. Well, we're hoping to get on the Price is Right. Gretchen's making shirts. It's been how many years since the last time we stood our asses in line there?
At least 10, because you can't go back for 10 years. Tab keeps track of this shit.
I know, I do. I think it's been closer to like 14.
Yeah.
It's been since 2009. I was pregnant with Kyla the first time. And so it's been 14 years and Gretchen and I are going back. And then we're going to do surprise the girls and we're going to have a little staycation in the OC.
But yes, they're thinking they're just going to come and spend the night at my house.
They don't even know we're going to the hotel.
We don't know that they don't know we're going to a hotel.
Oh, that's so fun.
And they don't know anything we're doing. And I also bought us tickets to see a Journey cover band.
That's so fun.
Which it might suck, but the tickets are only $20. So
I'm so glad you told me that because I have a Journey shirt from the Real Journey show. I'm going to wear it.
Yes. Yes, you need to wear it. They're thinking this is just going to be not a big thing. And we are going to jam pack the fun parade.
Okay.
Not too much though, because Tab has a really early flight the next morning and I have a birthday party to go to for someone my husband works with. So we're going to jam pack it with a lot of water in between and take aspirin in the morning.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. We'll tell you on next week's Patreon how it all went. Really. Since it's coming up. But so if you have not subscribed on our Apple bonus, do so now or hit up patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime if you want to hear all about it. You also have a crime coming up eventually on that this month, don't you?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what it is yet?
I am wavering between two, so I would prefer not to say.
Okay, well, it's going to be a good one. So if you want extra crime, go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime.
All right, you want to
let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tab, today's case is a listener suggestion, sort of, not really. I stumbled upon it. Well, I was looking into the suggestion and then I got invested in, you know, this case because they were like kind of similar. And then I realized this wasn't the one that was suggested.
Oh, so, are we giving a shout out or we're not?
No, because I might still do that one.
Okay.
Okay. But anyways, I just want to say we do love those suggestions. So, you know, keep them coming.
Next week is a listener
even if it's not directly.
Also.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Kevin and Morgan Mengel met when they were just two young, crazy kids, barely 20, and settled in West Goshen, which is a suburb of Philly, which I'm not going to make the cream cheese joke. I usually do. Okay. That is where Kevin is from. When Kevin brought Morgan home to his family, they thought she was the whole package, smart, outgoing, beautiful. So they just liked her, you know, it's not to like. Well, sometimes you can like someone and maybe just not like them for someone else. And they began to see some red flags with Morgan. She was one of those that had truth issues, as in she didn't like to tell it, you know? The type?
Yes, I know the type. And I do. That's a huge red flag for me.
Yeah. At first, it wasn't a huge deal. She would just like tell, she would not tell the truth about things that, you know, were inconsequential, right? But it was just really strange that she would lie about things that she had no reason to lie about. You know, we've known some of those. It's annoying. but it really escalated when Morgan refused to admit that she was with child, pregnant, knocked up. What? Girlfriend was 9 months pregnant and told Kevin her birth control made her bloated. Kevin's sister was not having it.
When I was 9 months pregnant, even with my first, I mean, I looked like I was having twins. So
right.
I don't know
right.
how you hide that shit.
Well, she wore a lot of, you know, girdles, et cetera. Okay. Kevin's sister, though, just like you or me.
Him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Backwards or something or what? Like,
maybe.
I don't get it.
Maybe. Okay. It seems like that would be working for you in that situation. My stomach also looked like I had aliens. I mean, one time I did have twins in there, but like moving around, remember like right at the end where it's like every time they move an arm or something, it's like, how do you hide that? Like, ooh, that burrito is really making its way through my belly. I mean, it's like, yeah. Women know.
That is the best feeling though. I actually loved when the kids were moving and I could see my feet, my like belly move and feel it. Like I loved it.
Yeah. It was crazy. Like I'm saying, Kevin's sister is like what gives. Okay. She's not having
buying
it,
what she's
as
selling.
I imagine, you know, that any of us had that we've all been on birth control probably. Right. And we are familiar with the level of bloatation that it causes. And also, you know, we've been pregnant before and we can spot the difference. Okay. Mm-hmm. And even if you never have experienced either, you have eyeballs. And so you can probably tell.
Right.
So anyhow, the sister-in-law had a confrontation that ended with Morgan sticking to her bloatation bullshit and giving birth to a healthy 8-pound baby girl the very next day. Can you imagine? Okay.
According to, right?
I mean, what do you do? She's sticking to the story. According to the sister, even at the hospital, she stuck to the story that she didn't know why her doctor hadn't told her she was pregnant. He said it was just bloat. Girlfriend is not backing down. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Kevin is in a pickle, right? Because clearly Morgan is wacky, but she just gave birth to his first child and he loved her wacky ass. So he went ahead and married her and they had two more kids after that.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I just pointed out, I let someone go in front of me while we were waiting in line to order at this place on the highway on my drive home. It was called the Burger Barn. It was so effing amazing. It's in Bridgeport, California. I let a pregnant chick go in front of me because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And normally nice. I was like, no, you can go. You're pregnant. Like I had a big order. But normally, and then I like caught myself. I was like, God, I hope. I mean, she had like the basketball belly. But, you know, you never like say someone's pregnant. You don't want to assume.
Yeah.
She didn't seem offended, though. But I thought like,
OK, ooh. So she. Yeah, I have done that before where and then it's like they're not really pregnant. And then you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, you know, you got to be careful about that.
Probably just have that problem where they were pregnant and then your belly just never goes back down that dice. What is it called?
That happens.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay. So Kevin and Morgan are married. They start a landscaping business and named it after the initials of their three kids' names. Okay. So they're like... Mm-hmm. Happy little family. Okay, so more than a decade goes by. Kevin and Morgan are now adulting, raising the children, being business owners, just living the dream. Well, not so much. They broke up on the regular. Morgan would pack up the kids and leave Kevin in a very dramatic fashion. Kevin, for his part, is a child of divorce and was real intent on making it work because he didn't want his kids to ever experience divorce like what he had gone through. Mm-hmm. Knowing that Kevin, you know, was in it to win it regarding the marriage was something Morgan, you might say, took advantage of. Okay. She knows he's not going to leave. She starts boning his friends.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. This wrecked him, but he still didn't leave her.
No.
So
come on.
Oh, I know. So basically with these two, it was, you know, it was just always something. And for Kevin's family, nothing really surprised them anymore when it came to the drama between them after dealing with it for over a decade. But they were very surprised that it got in the way of Kevin making an appearance when he didn't show up for the Father's Day get together at his dad's house that they had all been looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. Red flag.
They're all expecting him, and they just received a text from Morgan that said, "Sorry, due to unforeseen circumstances, we won't be able to attend today. Love you. Happy Father's Day." That seems a little unusual.
It does.
Like, oh, what sorry.
What are the unforeseen circumstances, Morgan, with my family?
I don't know. Like, it sounds like they're like, the, like your flight is delayed. It's Chicago O'Hare or something, you know?
Yeah. But
whatever, right? Yeah. Okay. Unforeseen circumstances. Okay. Well, everyone at the Father's Day gathering was real disappointed, especially because this was going to be the first Father's Day in 7 years the whole family spent together. So they start talking shit, basically. Like, what's up with Kevin and Morgan this time? You know, mm-hmm. It's always something. And they realized that none of them had actually talked to Kevin in a few days. And that was pretty unusual, especially for Kevin's mama. Those two talked almost daily. So they begin to worry. Now, their initial thoughts were that something crazy happened between Kevin and Morgan, and it hit Kevin so hard this time, he must have really gone off the deep end. So Kevin's mama called the police and filed a missing persons report. Oh. His dad and siblings thought this was extra.
Yeah.
But, you know,
like they didn't even want to go to their house and like say, "Hey, Kevin, are you there?"
Yeah, I think they tried.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. So they thought he just took off, you know? So they're okay. Scared.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So police take the report and visit establishments that Kevin frequented. Okay. And at an employee at a check cashing place that was familiar with Kevin told them that they had just seen him. And they went to Kevin's house after that. Morgan invited police in and tells them, oh my gosh, his mama is extra. Okay. Kevin's not missing. Look at my phone. I just got this text from him the other day. The text read, "I hate to do this to you and the kids. I don't want this life anymore. You can deal with the business however you want." Okay. So the police took a look at that, you know, and came to the conclusion, sounds like the guy just peaced out, you know, not much we can do. When Kevin's family followed up with them and they learned about the text message he sent Morgan, that's when they went, okay, something is really wrong. It would be impossible for Kevin to walk out on his kids. They just couldn't wrap their heads around that. With all the makeups and breakups between him and Morgan, it was never him who bolted. It was always her.
Oh, right.
So they knew he must be in a bad way, you know, for him to take off. So they really began to like blow him up, you know, the nonstop calls, you know, text messages,
yeah.
You know, everybody is concerned. And Kevin responded, "I'm okay. I just need some time alone."
Okay.
You know? So not actually hearing his voice made them nervous. And they went back to the police who were still like, from everything we've heard about Kevin's volatile relationship with Morgan, you guys need to just back off. We kind of don't blame the guy for needing to take a breather. And he is in communication via text. So right? Okay. Kevin's sister pleads with Kevin through text, "Just tell me the name of the street we grew up on and I will leave you alone." And all she got back was crickets. So they decided to start their own investigation and start surveilling Morgan.
Well, yeah.
tab. Turns out Morgan had a new companion to help her in her time of need with her husband, MIA.
Was it the husband's friend?
No. It was the husband's employee.
Oh.
His name was Steve Chappelle. He was 21 years old. Mm. He looks like a real young 21. Okay.
I can imagine.
A kid, you know? Yeah. Okay. He's an employee at the landscaping business. At first glance, it didn't occur to them that Morgan might be banging him, even though, you know, she had a history of extramarital banging. Because Steve, he's not just like 21. He is like 21 with a baby face. Okay. Real young looking. Mm-hmm. They knew him. And they knew he's just like this shy, polite, very young acting kid, you know, that Kevin liked. He actually had done some, you know, landscaping at their houses recently. Morgan was 34 in 2010 at the time. And so, you know, they didn't see it. You know,
yeah, 21, 34 with three kids.
And Morgan is attractive. Okay.
Okay.
Well, they opened their mind to a possible shady romantic relationship between the two when they spied them holding hands at Morgan's apartment complex pool. And they watched Steve drive Morgan's truck to take the kids to go get ice cream.
Mm.
They did not keep quiet about their dismay. Like, what the fuck, Morgan? This is not cool.
And what the F, Steve?
Right?
Where's Kevin?
Well, Morgan says she's absolutely not having an affair with Steve, that the kids thought of him as an uncle, and Kevin wants him around to help her. So mind your F and B, people, okay? But they did not believe any of that. So they went back to the police and informed them all about, you know, Morgan and her young boo Steve's behavior. And the police finally began to participate in the search for Kevin. So they say, okay, we'll go have a chat with Steve. So they did. And it went like this. Do you have, you know, you have any thoughts on your boss man, Kevin, disappearing, Steve? And anything we should know about you hanging out with Morgan a little extra since Kevin bounced? Like, is that a new thing for you two? Or have you been to Pound Town before Kevin was missing in action? And by the way, buddy, just so you know, it is not illegal to have an affair with your boss's wife, but it is illegal to lie to a police officer. So to that line of questioning, well, yeah, a young 21-year-old is going to buy that shit.
Yeah, listen, I know.
A 31-year-old is going to say, I'd like to see a lawyer. You know, well, go fuck yourself. Maybe a
41-year-old, right? But yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, nope, not Steve. He said, yes, we've been visiting Pound Town for a while now. The first time was at a job site in the cab of her truck. How romantic. Okay. Classy, right? They asked him if he knew if something happened to Kevin, and he started to cry.
Yeah.
And said he didn't want to answer any more questions. And so that is sus, right?
Uh-huh.
Plus, now they know Morgan is a liar because they know she's been saying that Steve is just Uncle Steve, that her very helpful friend. And it's all just becoming clear that Kevin's family might not be extra. They might be onto something because it is sketch that no one can hear Kevin's voice. And also, they have brought it to their attention that the texts that they have received from Kevin don't read like typical texts from him. You know, they are all complete sentences and proper grammar. And that's just not how Kevin rolled with the texting, you know?
Yeah.
So it seems
it's more like for unforeseen circumstances texts.
Yes. Kevin was the kind of guy who wrote, you know, a U instead of Y-O-U, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the kids these days, Kyla can't, she doesn't like that I text in full words.
Oh, she doesn't. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're so not
cool. I should mm-mm. be using the like IKYKYKYK, whatever.
I can't keep all those abbreviations. I can't keep them. I always get confused when I get an LMK, which I guess is let me know. But every time someone sends me that, I'm like, what is that again?
I know.
I don't know. I know. I wonder if Kyla's going to think that we're big dorks for going on The Price is Right.
I think she thinks it's going to be great at this point. She's still not that too cool for school. She is too cool for school, mostly.
Oh, yeah. Too bad.
She'll probably think our shirts are lame, but
are stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
She'll think that.
They're going to be so gold and blingy. It's going to be.
Yeah.
We've got to get their attention.
She'll be like, Mom, that's so lame. Be like, it's okay.
Oh, my God.
Talk to me when you're.
Tell her. I'll make her one too.
29.
Yeah.
And go on it the first time.
At concerts in the park. No, 40 at concerts in the park with your white wine spritzer, not giving an F. Yeah.
Right. Hey.
Yeah.
So
that's how you roll.
Real quick. We were talking about this on Patreon. So if you haven't heard last week, you were talking about a white wine spritzer. Do you just put white wine and like Perrier together and make it?
Topo Chico. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, because I wanted like a big thing
and it's
to
like awesome.
I just wanted a big thing to drink all day, and I have this new thermos that is like not a Yeti that actually keeps it cold. I put the ice in there and then I'm good for the whole 3 or 4 hours I'm at the concert. Right.
Right.
It's like three glasses.
I've been doing
of
that
wine
also this summer.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah, it is really refreshing.
Yeah, it tastes just goes down like water. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. So the investigation is underway. There's some red flags popping up, right? And it seems like Morgan clued into that, the investigation is actually happening and she's kind of the focus of it. And we know this because she asked Kevin's mom to watch her grandchildren for a couple of days. Before that, she'd been kind of evasive with them about, seeing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Grandma agreed.
100%. Right? I want to get some information out of these children.
Right. Okay. Yes. Okay. So all eyes are on her, Morgan, now, because obviously ditching your kids is the first step in running from the law. Right. It still wasn't the police that were staking her out, though. It was her brother-in-law, he watched her and Steve pack up her truck and hit the road.
Like it up with all of her shit?
Mm-hmm.
She's just going to leave her kids? Yeah.
That's what it seems like. I get police's situation is like, well, she dropped off the kids at grandma's for a couple days. Like, wait, that's not enough for us to launch a full stakeout. Right.
It's like so annoying to me because it's
but
like
the family
every
knows.
Second that goes by is evidence that could be lost. Right. Like there could be blood in the house.
Right.
There could be, whatever there is, however she got rid of him, because we know she did at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Well,
yes.
I mean, I'm just.
No, it's true.
I can just read between the lines.
But I do like how active this family is. And they're like, they're not going to stake her out. We're not going to, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Okay. So, and they don't want to think the worst, but they want to know what in the hell is going on?
Right.
Okay. So the brother-in-law is staking her out and sees her pack up a bunch of stuff in the truck. And then they take off and it's early in the morning. And so he gets in his car and he follows them. Well, they just went as far as the landscaping business. Like they were just making another quick stop.
Okay.
Probably to grab some more shit.
Some more stuff.
Yes.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
This episode is sponsored by Astapro. Thanks, Astapro, for providing Tab and I with samples. Shout out to all my allergy suffering friends out there. You know how they say it's that time of year for allergies? Well, for me, it sort of feels like it's always that time of year. I thought I had tried everything until I recently discovered Astapro. Astapro is the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. That's Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. It's Astapro. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Clink, clink. Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.com. astapro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Now, by this time, there was a detective, you know, working the case, and he happened to be at the landscaping business because he was hoping... Police were still kind of thinking that, like, maybe there was not much to this. He was hoping to find Kevin maybe sleeping
hiding out there or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So he's there. And Morgan and Steve roll up in Morgan's truck. Morgan gets out of the truck and walks right past the detective like, I'm too cool to talk to you. Okay. Uh-huh. You know? I mean, like, she thought she could just go and grab whatever shit she planned on getting from the landscaping place and go, you know, and like, there was nothing police could do her about way. It. Yeah. Well, that's she not feels a real like smart that attitude. Listen, they will find a way to do something about it.
And she's not feeling very concerned. Like, they're probably like, dude, you are not acting like a concerned woman at all.
Well, no. I mean, I feel like she thought that she did not have to give them the time of day, that she didn't owe them anything, which, you know, I mean, I don't know, may or may not be true. But if you don't want to be the focus of the investigation, you don't have any, you know, have anything to hide, you need to say, hi, officer, can I help you? And not walk by him like you're a total bitch. Okay. Right. I mean, that's not looking good, because then maybe if they weren't planning on holding you, they were just planning on talking to you. They're going to be like, maybe I need to find a reason to hold you here for a while.
Yes.
You know, do some more investigating. You
and
know?
Did they?
You got to know who's in control. It's like when you're on a flight, you better be on your best behavior, because those flight attendants can kick your ass off at any time. Right.
True.
They have all the power. Okay. Morgan did not get that situation. Okay. So anyways, Morgan, you know, gets out of the truck, walks right past the detective, and he's like, hey, how's your morning? You taking a little getaway? Because it looks like you got a lot of shit in your truck. But before she could even answer, Steve, who was still in the truck, took off. He just left her ass there. Yeah. And I don't think that was the plan. And she did not appreciate that he deviated from whatever the plan was very much, I imagine, because she was visibly pissed and she sold him out about a second later. When the detective turned to her and said, huh, looks like Steve just left. What's going on? She said, oh, my God. I think he did do something to Kevin. So shit's getting real now. They put out a bolo on Steve, you know, be on the lookout, and brought Morgan in for some more questioning. It starts with, tell us some more about what's going on with you and Sancho Steve, because from what we can tell, you moved his ass into your house and we are thinking that's because, you know, Kevin's not coming home. Mm-hmm. To which they are like, you know, really, girl? You know, you think Kevin might come home and be cool with Sancho Steve living there? And she is so caught off guard. She responds, well, I didn't think of that. Yeah.
You didn't think of it because he's not coming home.
Yeah. 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 So she says, I just know that Steve wanted to be with me and he said he would do anything to be with me. And after undergoing interrogation for, you know, a while,
hours,
she blurts out, Steve hit Kevin in the back of the head with the shovel. Okay. So now shit is finally snapping into focus for the detectives in the interrogation. Mm-hmm. And while all this is going down, you know, Steve, he took off in the truck. He's still on the loose. And they know
Steve,
they need to
actually
get him.
Didn't take off on foot. He drove the truck away from
her. He drove the truck away. He's gone. Okay.
Like he actually left her ass there. Not just
yeah,
like
he left. That's why she's like, I think he did it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So they try to track him by getting like a GPS on his cell phone, but it's turned off, which I am actually impressed that he was smart enough to turn off his phone.
Yeah, me but too. Maybe it just ran out of batteries.
Maybe. But he wasn't smart enough to do the same thing with Morgan's, you know, and Morgan
oh,
wasn't
her
thinking
phone
he was going to leave
car.
Her ass. Yes, yes, yes. It was still in the car.
Okay.
So when police hit up Morgan's cell phone carrier, they sent over, you know, records, which included all of her text messages, including mm-hmm. the deleted ones.
Oh.
So let me tell you now, her and Steve at this point are cooked because the texts read like a play-by-play of how they conspired to kill Kevin.
What
first
idiots.
Of all, yes, it is. It starts off with the whole, it's like nauseating, the classic case of the older woman seducing a young man into doing her dirty work. You know, my read mm-hmm. on it is like Steve had never been laid. And Morgan knew if she started doing him, he would be easily manipulated. And he was. She had him convinced with Kevin out of the way, you can keep doing me and have the landscaping business, you know?
Oh, my God.
Which sounds pretty amazing to a 21-year-old, right? You know, parents, we have got to be warning our children about these types because sounds like everything to a 21-year-old.
Oh.
But, you know, at 21, you have your whole life. Don't risk it for this bitch who will drop you like a hot potato the second she's done using you, you know?
Yeah.
Get an age-appropriate girlfriend and grow, you know, your success. Come up together. Develop mutual respect.
Oh, my
That's
God.
My advice.
Okay.
It's the only chance you
yeah,
got.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay, so back to the text plan. To off Kevin and ride off into the sunset. The original plan was apparently to give him a fatal dose of liquid nicotine. I was not familiar with this method of poisoning. According to the interweb, as little as one teaspoon can kill a child.
Oh.
Steve, yeah. So it's a thing. Steve and Morgan apparently also used the interweb and gained the same knowledge. And after learning as much, Steve cooked it up on the stove at his mama's house and then delivered it to Morgan, who put it in a Snapple bottle that she knew Kevin would drink at work. So Steve is at work with Kevin on, you know, D-Day, and Morgan and him are texting back and forth things like, is he drinking it yet? And Steve is like, sort of. And then after 2 hours, they grew tired of waiting for him to collapse, although it did make him feel really sick.
Sick.
Yeah. And so Steve decided to grab a shovel and hit Kevin in the back of the head when he is like in this sick, weakened state. So he texts Morgan, "It's done. Get here." She says, "Seriously?" He says, "Dead serious." She says, "Pulse? Question mark?" He says, "Get here now." I mean, it is all so senseless, but also you're really putting it in writing, people. Yeah,
heartless. You're really putting it in writing.
Senseless
and heartless.
And stupid. All of it. All of those pulse? Things. Yes. Pulse? Girl, come on. Right?
Oh, man.
Okay. And mind you, police are sitting and reading it play by play. I mean, they're like mind blown. No one puts it out there this clearly. Because they texted about everything, you know, like the amount of texts they sent back and forth to each other was like hundreds of day, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was like they really knew every detail of everything. Okay. So after, you know, dead serious, right? Morgan showed up at the shop and helped clean up and wrap Kevin's body in a tarp. And then 4 days later, Steve went out to a wooded area without her and buried Kevin. And they even were texting then, like, "Did you find a spot yet?" "Yes, I'm digging it."
Oh, my God.
I mean, so crazy, right? So detectives show Morgan the text conversations and tell her, like, basically, like, "We got you, boo. Where is the body?"
Yeah.
You know? And she tells them exactly where it was, in a wooded area behind a new development. So Morgan is really spilling it, but at the same time, she's trying to spin it like, "Listen, I didn't think the poison Snapple was like a real
gonna
thing.
Work.
It was really going to kill him. It was a joke. It was the shovel that killed him. And Steve did that all on his own. And I wasn't there when he buried the body, so that's not me either." Well, they inform her, like, "It kind of is you, because Steve killed Kevin.
Is you.
And
period.
You knew it and you didn't call us." See, that is bad. Okay. You know? So they arrest her after her interrogation. And detective says in an interview that when they were booking her, she started smirking and flirting with him.
Oh,
she's so, that girl. Twisted. Okay.
She's real twisted.
Twisted sister. Okay. Well, Steve, you remember, he's got the bolo out. He made it as far as Denver when they caught up with him and brought
him
in.
And where was this at? Oh, Philadelphia. So he got pretty far.
Yes. He got pretty far.
Or like somewhere. Right.
Yeah. He confessed.
You know, they always get caught in Colorado. There was another one that got caught in Colorado too.
All those mountain roads, a lot of road closures, not a lot of options. There's a lot of mountains you got to go around. Everything is like 3 hours away from things in Colorado. So I can sort of see that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Note to self, next time we're on the run, avoid Colorado.
Don't go to Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't like Arizona.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like there's just like
long, flat stretches.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so Steve confessed. And when he did, he cried. He cried a lot.
I can imagine. And
he said it was not a joke. She said she would be with me forever if I killed him. And after hearing both, you know, sides and Morgan's version of events versus, you know, Steve's, the DA felt Steve was the more truthful one and offered him a plea to testify against Morgan.
Okay.
And charge her with premeditated murder. Now, Kevin's family, I mean, that's, girl, what a tangled web we weave, right? You know, you tried to put it on him. So yeah, he putting it back on you.
Because she's the mastermind. So I think that
she is. Yes. And
did the right thing.
I think so too. And Kevin's family was okay with it as well. They were disgusted when, you know, they learned positively that it had been Morgan texting them the whole time.
Yeah.
And that she had tried to pin that on Steve too. But, you know, pings show like her and Kevin's phone were in the same place when the texts were made.
Right.
You know, that
I was thinking that's like, easy was, to find
yeah,
out.
It, yeah. So that was her. Now, before she went to trial, knowing that Steve was going to testify at her trial, she tried to pull a last ditch manipulation. She wrote Steve a letter in jail and told him that she had given birth to his twins. So he had to testify that he was responsible. He was getting a plea deal, but the plea deal was in exchange for his testimony against her, right? So usually how it works is like, so they have to fulfill like their part of the agreement and then they are sentenced after they fulfill their obligation per the deal, right? Okay. So they're both in separate jails. She writes him a letter and says, I'm pregnant with your twins. And so you have to testify that you were responsible for everything at my trial so that I can get out and raise them. Oh my God. Okay.
Holy
so
shit.
Of course it was all a lie. There were no twins. You know, she just don't quit. Okay. So in early 2000.
Does he believe this shit?
No, I don't think so.
Right?
I don't think so. Or at least hopefully he told someone who verified for, you know, him. Right. Okay. So in early 2012, Morgan goes to trial. But it didn't last long because a police officer on the stand said something that was declared hearsay and it was ruled a mistrial.
Oh, God.
Boy, so annoying. Okay. Yeah. But she was tried again later that year. But this time, before Steve was scheduled to testify, Morgan changed her plea to guilty and received life without parole.
Okay. So what does that
Kevin's
do
dad's,
to Steve or Kevin? No, Kevin's well, the one that what does that do to Steve?
What does that do now to Steve? Not. I think Steve didn't get as light of a sentence. I'll tell you what it was in a second as he would have if he would have been given the opportunity. So maybe that's why she did it.
Yeah, that's why she
mean
did
old
it.
Bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, she was going to get life either way, right? Okay.
Yes.
So Kevin's dad spoke at Morgan's sentencing. He said, quote, how dare you force us to accept the horrendous burden of having to bury our child before ourselves. Today, you will receive the maximum justice that our law allows for taking my son Kevin's life. But my faith tells me, and I am comforted in knowing that the real justice for what you have done will come in the afterlife. May you rot in hell for eternity. That must have been very cathartic for him, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steve was sentenced to 40 to 60 years with parole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's...
So he'll be up for parole in 40 years. He'll be 61. Okay. Oh,
something.
Like 61,
he'll,
62.
He'll probably get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because so he's going to try be sorry to, for what he did.
He's going to be sorry. Yeah, and he'll say that. So, I mean, eat healthy so you can have, you know, a good 10-20 on the outside. Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Morgan will likely spend the rest of her life at Muncie Prison in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. I looked up her latest mugshot, and she is not smiling. She's not smiling anymore. It's not flirty.
It's not funny. And how does the age kicking in?
Well, no, you know, she was flirty before when they were booking her. Yeah, no, she doesn't have that going on. She looks very serial. And so does Steve. He is at Pine Grove Prison and is currently 34 years old and he looks all grown up now.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's family raised the children who are now all grown and look as if they did an amazing job based on my interweb sleuthing. So I wish them all well. Sorry they lost Kevin and grateful God. They did get some justice.
I know. That's so sad, man.
It is God. Sad. It's so senseless and stupid.
It's like just and too bad he didn't divorce her ass earlier.
When she cheated the first time, right?
I know.
But listen, you have got to warn your children about manipulative lovers. Okay.
Yeah. Either way,
don't be male hypnotized or by the loving, male Seriously. Or female. You have got to say it can cloud your brain.
Totally.
Don't be killing for anyone. Don't be doing anything shady for anyone.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty All of fish right. in the sea. Go yeah. on plenty of fish. Find one.
Go on plenty of fish. True. Although I think those dating sites, it's hard, but people find love. So I think if you haven't found it yet, just keep at it, you know?
Keep looking.
Keep a looking. All right. Well, thank you for that, Gretchy Poo. I'm excited to see you in 2 days and get our prices right on.
I said, oh my God, I have so much to do.
Oh, girl, I have so much to do.
Yeah. Get these kids off to school.
Uh-huh. At least you're going to be home. I have to get my booty on a plane and I have a lot to do.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
We'll figure it out. All right. So I think that's it. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Check us out on Thursday on our bonus. If not, I will be on the mic on Monday. If you haven't left us a review, go do so. We also have Housewives, a true crime group on Facebook that we're active in. Check us out on YouTube, Housewives of True Crime. You can see our faces. And if you like watching instead of listening, you can listen, watch, whatever you guys do. So if you're watching on YouTube, hello. And I think that's it. Clankety clank.
Clink, clink.